The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 2nd Chapter, Text Number 15, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 18th, 1972, in Los Angeles.
Translation. With sword in hand, intelligent men cut through the labyrinthine knots of reactionary work, or karma, by remembering the Lord. Therefore, who will not pay attention to his message?
Not. We have experienced this language. Karma granthi. Granthi means not. So, just like a man, if it is tied very strongly with rope, hand and legs, he cannot move independently. Similarly, we are tied up by the laws of material nature. Material nature, just like when we become criminal, we are always bound up by the laws of the state. Either criminal or civil, it doesn't matter. But criminal is more strong. When you are under criminal laws, then it becomes very painful. We cannot violate the state laws, either criminal or civil, it doesn't matter. But if we violate the civil law, there is no such strong punishment. But if we violate the criminal laws, then it is very strong. Similarly, we living entities, those who are conditioned by this body, this body itself is a punishment. That these rascal people, they do not know. They are trying to enjoy this body. The body, there are senses, so they are satisfied. The same thing, just like hog, he has forgotten that he has got a body of hog, so that he is bound to eat stool and live in a filthy place, but because he has got the facility of sense gratification with other female hogs, never mind whether sister, mother or daughter, he is happy. This hog's life. The hog is satisfied. It doesn't matter. We are seeing that what is the abominable condition. In a filthy place, he is eating stool. We are conscious that what is the condition of his life, but he is very happy. Very nice, happy, very light. I am eating very nicely, the first class food, and having sex without any restriction. This is life. So, this is called Maya, Prakhipatmika Shakti, covering. Avaranathika Shakti, Prakhyapatmika Shakti. There are two kinds of energy of material, Maya. One is Avaranathmi, ignorance. One is living very condemned life. Still he is thinking, I am here. Or we are all right. So that is called Avaranathmika, cover. Real knowledge is cover. Another shakti is prakhipatmika. Prakhipatmika means if anyone tries to get out of this, suppose our students are coming to Krishna consciousness, somebody is coming to us, Maya will dictate, oh, why you are coming here? There are so many restrictions, there are so rules and regulations, better give it up. Oh, yes. What is this nonsense? Give it up. This is called prakhyabhasa. It means mind dragging. Because the more one is sinful, the more one is miscreant, the more one is the lowest of the mankind, he mind will not allow. Why this rascal is here? He must suffer under me for more. Sometimes more, then he may be allowed. That is Maya's business. Thankless business. That is police. Police is nobody's enemy. But when criminal, they punish like that. Put everybody into jail and beats him with the rod. That is the business of Maya. Thankless. Nobody will thank police. When police beats, nobody will say, thank you very much. No. Nobody is happy. Similarly, Maya's business is very thankless task. But she is engaged by the supreme authority to punish. So long one is not conscious that what is the position of my life, what I am doing, that is called not. Tied up very tightly. So here is the medicine. What is that? Jat anudhyasina yukta. Just like if there is very hard knot, you take a sharp knife and you can cut it. Then the knot will open immediately. Similarly, this knot, this materialistic way of life, is very strong. And this knot is, the beginning of the knot is sex life. Beginning of this knot. You are tied up by this sex life. The lowest is the hog. There is all this sex life. The knot begins. The world, we are bound up within this material law of nature. Why? Because we have got strong desire for sex. Not only human society, in animal society also. The central point is sex. Janamaitunadig. These people are working so hard because they have got the aim, I will enjoy sex life. Just like in your country, the hippies, they have given everything, but sex is there. They cannot give it up. They have renounced everything, their father's property, their happy life, everything, but the sex is there. They cannot leave it. That is the central point of not. Where you shall go, sir? Here is your knot. Therefore, this knot is very difficult to cut. But, here is suggested, if you take this sword, what is that sword? Just anudhyasina, always chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Take this sword. This sword is only remedy. Jadanadhyasina juktya. If you take this sword, then karmaganthi nibandhanam. This hurt knot of karma. Karma means fruitive activities. I am doing something now, so I am creating another body. If I am acting like a dog, then I am creating another body, dog's body, hog's body, tree's body, or even demigod's body. If you act piously, then you create demigod's body. Janma isajya suta sri. But that is also not. That is not freedom. Just like you are American, boys and girls. You are supposed to be born of rich nation, rich father, than us, Indians, we are born of poor father. So, but that does not mean that you are free from this knot. That is there. To become, people are trying that we shall be happy by becoming materially advanced. That is called durasaya. That is hope against hope. Nati vidu sartha gatingi Vishnu. They do not know that destination of life is to attain Krishna consciousness. No, they do not know. They think by increasing motor cars we shall be happy. This is called maya. That will not help. This motor car civilization will be finished within another 100 years. It has begun, say, for the last 100 years, and after 100 years, when the scientists say the petroleum will be finished within 50 years or like that, so say 100 years, this motor car will be finished. So anything we manufacture, the so-called empire, so-called material civilization, it is finished. It will be finished. That is another knot only. That we become captivated. So, what is this Krishna consciousness movement? We must have 3 dozen motor cars and 3 dozen wine bottles, and this is their civilization. So this is karma bandha. Narottam Das Thakur sings therefore, Satasanga chari koinu asate bilas te karane lagilo mor karma bandha phas. This is not karma bandha phas. Satasanga, this is satsanga. This is satsanga. You are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam in the front of Krishna and practicing how to become pure. This is called satsanga. And asatsanga means this intoxication, illicit sex, and drinking, so many things, asatsanga. The advertisement, come on, here is cigarette, cool, make your brain cool. By smoking. Rascal, they think that I'm smoking, how it can be cool? But they purchase food. This is called maya. He's smoking fire and he's becoming cool. And the advertisement is going on, and the rascals are captivated by this advertisement, and they smoke and become cool. Yes. So this is called not. In so many ways, they are tied up. See, actually, if anyone is kovida, kovida, here it is used. What is the meaning of kovida? Intelligent. Kovida means intelligent. So, intelligent person should see to it. It's like little intelligence. So we can see on the advertisement. We can immediately understand what is this nonsense advertisement. He is smoking and it is cool. So, contradiction. You will find contradiction everywhere. Because they are not intelligent, they are thinking intelligent. But anyone who is intelligent, they can understand what is the trick. So, when actually one becomes intelligent, then the inquiry is, why? Why I am put into this miserable condition of life? I do not want this, and it is forced upon me. I do not want to die. Death is there. I do not want disease. The disease is there. I do not want this. It is forced upon me. I don't want war. But the draft war drags me to the war. Why this? This why question must be there. That is intelligence. That is kena Upanishad. Kena. That is Upanishad. Kena. And Sanatana Goswami, when he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also inquired this why. Kema, Kiyami kano more japi tapo troy. Who am I? Why I am put into this miserable condition of life? That is intelligence. He was minister. He could understand that I am minister. People adore me as very learned man. He said that to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Grammo babohare kahoye pandit. Sottokari mani. My dear Lord, these common people, my neighbor, because I am minister, and I am supposed to be educated, I know little Sanskrit, I know little Arabian language, they call me Pandit, learned man, very scholar. But, to tell you frankly, I do not know what I am. So what is the value of my education? I do not know. Kiyami kano mori japa tapatra. What I have? So this is called intelligence. At cats and dogs, they are suffering, they don't mind. They forget. You have got experience. A cat is coming to eat some milk here. You chastise. But again it comes. Again it comes. Because it is animal. And the difference between animal and man is, suppose there is very palatable dish. So man, unless he is offered, although he is greedy, although he is hankering after that food, but he is awaiting the invitation. Yes, you can take. But cats and dogs, without invitation, catches. That is the difference between a man and animal. Animal cannot control. Man can control. Although he is hungry, he can control. Out of civility. How can I test without invitation? So that is the difference. Therefore, the conclusion is, man's life is meant for control. Not like animal. I want it immediately. A cat and dog, or a cow, or a bull, rape. As soon as there is a female, immediately rape. So there is no punishment. But if you do that on the street, raping, immediately you will be criminal. So that is the difference. The inclination is there. Both in the animal and both and in the human being. But a human being supposed to be controlled. That is human life. The more you control, you become perfect. And the more you become loose, you are animal. That is the difference. But they do not know. They want freedom. In the freedom, in the name of freedom, they are becoming animals. That's all. This is the civilization. But here it is said, kovida, intelligent. Intelligent man should take up this sword to cut the knot of our attachment for this material enjoyment. What is that? Anudhyasina. Anu means always. Another anu means following. Anu means always, and anu means following. Following means spiritual master or acharya. Acharya upasanam. How acharya, how spiritual master dealing, let me follow that. Or anu, as soon as he becomes accustomed, then anu, anukhan, always chanting. Anudhyasina, osina, osina means by soul. Anudhyasana. Yukta. The karma bandha nibandhana. We have to cut up this knot of karma bandhana. By the karma bandhana, we are transmigrating from one soul, one body to another. This is not Darwin's theory. I am the soul. I am changing. I am selecting my body in this life. Not that by nature there is gradual evolution. Not evolution, it is already there. This living entity simply enters a particular type of body. Actually it enters, because suppose I am doing something, my next life has to become a dog. That is my punishment. Then I will have to enter into the womb of a dog mother, and she will give me the body of dog. Then I come out and enjoy like dog. This is the law. This is the law. Not that my body is dying. So you can become dog, you can become god also. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Janti deva vrata devan, pitrin janti pitri vrata. So you create your body at the present moment. You have got the facility, the human form of body. Now you can make your choice whether you are going to be dog or whether you are going to be god. Both. Madhyajino pi janti ma. Those who are devotees engaged in my devotional service, they come to me. And when you go to God, you must have a body like God. Just like if you want to enter into the water, that you must have a body like a fish. Otherwise you cannot enter into the water. Similarly, when you enter the spiritual world, then you have a body like God. And if you don't want, if you want to enjoy unrestricted sense, then you take the body of a hog. So nature is open to everyone. You can select your own. Not that you are forced. You can have your. Therefore, it is said, Kovida, one must be intelligent to select what is my next life. How I can get out of. That is the whole instruction of the Vedas. How we can get out of these clutches of karma bandhan, the knot of karma, one after another. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna personally says that janma karma me dibbam jo janati tattata. Simply one who understands what is God or Krishna, simply, not that here is God. No. He must tattata. He must know what is God. Just like rascal is advertising, no book, I am God. You accept me. Now how can I accept you, God, without book? But people are so rascal, they accept it. Yes? And going after it. They have become so cats and dogs that anyone says that there is no need of understanding through book, through book of knowledge. I say, you accept me. The rascal will do that. Everything in the scientific world, there is book. In any science you take, suppose in botany, they are mentioned. These three, this is the characteristic. A mango tree, the leaf is like this, the fruit is like this, the taste is like this. Chemical, take any chemical, there is characteristic. Just like what is called like potassium cyanide. There is no taste. And the chemical characteristic, there is no mention of taste. Because potassium cyanide is not yet tasted by anyone. Because the tasting means immediate death. Potassium cyanide. So chemical, there is the color is like this, the taste is like this, reaction is like this. See, everything has got a taste. But these rascals, without tasting, accepting another rascal as God. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was asked that how to accept one God, he said, well, there is in the Shastra mentioned the characteristic. According to the characteristic, if it is corroborating, then he is God. But this rascal is saying, no, there is no need of God. Book. Simply, I say, you accept it. Then people are accepting how foolish the askers they are. Just see. There must be a test. We are accepting Krishna as God, not blindly, but by tasting. His characteristics and mentioned in the book. Therefore, we accept God not by blind faith, but by tasting. Although we cannot taste, but Shastra gives us the chance of tasting. We accept spiritual master by tasting, not by blind faith. No. According to the Vedic instruction, tadvijnanartham tasmat guruṁ prapadyeta jigyāsu sreyottamam śābde parecha nisnātam. These are the qualifications, symptoms of guru. Śābde parecha nisnātam. He has got full knowledge in the transcendental science. And without book, how he has got knowledge? Or without hearing from another authority? One must be intelligent. Then he can become free from this knot, hard knot of material life by cutting it with the weapon. Jad anuddhāsina. What is that? Chinnanti ko. Chinnanti. Cuts. Kovida. Intelligent. Stasya ko na kujyat katharati. Katharati. One should be intelligent enough to understand or to hear katha of Krishna. Simply you have to do this. Just like you are all sitting here. It doesn't require that you have to pass any examination, PhD examination. God has given you the ear. Simply sit down and hear from a realized person. The words are there, the message are there. Just like Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, especially. Everything is there to understand about God. Simply, you have to increase your attachment for hearing. That is, that qualification. Not that first of all you pass an examination, then you come here and you can understand. No. Simply by hearing, you will become expert. Kovida. Simply. That this process has been approved by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sthane sthita sudigatang tanuvang manovi. You can remain in your position, but try to hear the transcendental message from realized soul. Then, gradually, you will be enlightened and you will be free from this knot, this material bondage. Thank you.